What's up, y'all?
My future isn't determined by where I currently reside. Understanding your worth will put pride in your stride. I'm accountable to my call. There's no compromise. I set my own bar, and you better know it's set high.
It's giving what it's supposed to give. Ooh, stop playing with them. Welcome back to another episode of It's a Perspective. You guys, we have a special guest today. His name is Elijah Frazier. Elijah Frazier is a Cleveland native who is a transformational and atmosphere-changing speaker. He has shown time and time again, no matter the audience, age, topic, or atmosphere, he can reach the crowd, change the hearts and minds, and deliver the message. He is also making his presence known all around social media right now. Please welcome Mr. Elijah Frazier.
Thank you.
So we're going to hop right into it. It's called That's My Jam. This is a fan favorite. This is a segment of my show where you can play your current jam. This can be your mantra or a song you can't resist jamming, dancing, or singing to. So what you got for us, Mr. Frazier?
Oh, man. I read in between the lines when I'm listening to music, but I always think there's a message with anything you do, anything you watch or listen to. But Dave East, that's one of my guys, like just the energy that he brings, like, I mean, super transparent, raw, real, relevant, love the messaging. And there's definitely something that, you know, I can see a likeness in. Like there's, you can tell when somebody is cut from a certain type of cloth. And, you know, just letting the music go the other day, not too long ago. But his song Maneuver, man, it speaks to me. Like the music always speaks to me, and then you feel it. And then, you know, he pairs the words up with the music, and I'm like, yeah, this is it. And when I feel it, like, you can ask anybody around me, I will drag a song out. Like I will, it's like, until there's nothing left.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maneuver by Dave East.
If it's about a bag, I maneuver. I'm on the hand to hand maneuver. Fresh about the trap, I maneuver. In that phone, I maneuver. BBS
is on. Go ahead and rock with it, since you already gave me why that's your jam. And I appreciate that so much, Mr. Frazier. So let's get into it. For those listening in who possibly have heard your audio going around Instagram, which we get to talk about a little bit later, who is Elijah Frazier?
Oh, man. If I would have to be honest, I would say, speaking in third person, I would say Elijah Frazier is a necessary individual.
Yeah.
Just necessary. I don't think I'm the brightest and strongest or smartest or most creative. And, you know, I'm not going to downplay myself at all. I don't think I'm, you know, weak or don't have any value or anything like that. But I definitely feel that I'm a relevant and necessary person for today, for the times that we live in. I was born when I was supposed to be born. I'm the age I'm supposed to be right now. I've accomplished all the things I was supposed to accomplish before today, and everything that's happening today and everything to come. I would say Elijah Frazier is a necessary individual that brings with him a perspective of purpose, which is necessary for so many conversations and ways of life today. Definitely.
That's so good. When we talked before, you said that you are a man of purpose. And so I'm loving that you keep that same mantra going. And it's great that you also said that you're born when you're supposed to be born and you're in the time that you're supposed to be, because oftentimes we feel like, well, at least I know for myself, I fallen guilty to, maybe I should have been born in the early 90s, you know, because that was the time. That's what a lot of people say. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. We need Elijah Frazier, and so I hope people listen to Dashari Miller as well. So why is it important to speak life?
I mean, because honestly, life, it life doesn't really owe you anything, but it's going to be what it needs to be to you. So like, you know, the jam, Maneuver, by Dave East. The reason why that song, you know, speaks to me is because, you know, he's talking about the way that he maneuvered through life. And a lot of times we think that because we've made a decision that life should respond a certain type of way, or that life should perform or give us exactly what we need or we want. Mm-hmm. And really, life has never been about what it was in that vacuum, in that moment, or in that instance. Life has always been how you responded, whether it's a relationship, a mindset, a setback, a, you know, a failing a grade, a breakup, whatever it is, it's all about how you maneuver. Mm. See, some people like, oh, I need, you know, if I had the perfect chance and the perfect time and the perfect opportunity. But if you don't maneuver with that correctly, it still doesn't benefit you. So it's still how you respond. Yeah. A lot of people have been dealt cards that they wouldn't wish upon their worst enemy, but the way that they responded, the way that they maneuvered to the hand that they were dealt, you would never even know they were dealt the bad hand. So why do I speak that language? Why do I move that way? Because I'm not here for nothing. I'm definitely a man of faith. God don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
And you don't make mistakes and I'm here, there's gotta be a purpose. So even in the good times, people just roll with them. But in the bad times, so the things that we don't really like, you have to understand to discover the purpose in that moment, because there's a reason. Mm. And it's all about how you maneuver. It's all about how you walk, how you talk. I can talk and move like that over there, but I'm gonna switch it up over here because it's necessary. And it's about how you move and groove with those things. And some people, their response, the way they maneuver, the way they react to things, they're always reactionary. That's another thing. I don't wait for life to happen to me.
Right.
Like I'm not waking up saying, oh, well, I hope, you know, today is the day, like it gives me something good. No, you could give me nothing and I'm going to create it. If my eyes open and my heart is beating in my chest, I'm going to take care of the rest. Like, that's all I need. Give me life. Now I have a chance. Now I have an opportunity and I'm going to take care of the rest.
Man. Ooh, stop playing with them for real.
Man, we're just now getting it.
Look, you gotta wait till we get at least 10 minutes into the show. No, I'm just playing with you.
So let me give you this.
Uh-huh.
It's very, wait till we get 10 minutes into the show. I'm with it. But I always say the way you do one thing is the way you do everything.
Man, I've heard that before. Yeah.
Right. You not dope over here and nothing over here. One of these is the real you, and we need to figure out which one is the real you. So, I mean,
somebody got to step to the front.
I step up shooting from the hip. Like, if I'm in, I'm in. Like, I'm not warming up. Hey, you gonna pull a muscle? Looks like we pulling a muscle today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just there. I'm necessary. Like, my goal is to go to the grave empty. I don't want nothing in me when I'm done. When my time is called, when my number is called, I want to go empty. I don't want to be in a shoulda, coulda, woulda, or at the end of it all, see all the things I could have done, or all the things I could have been. Nah, I'm not. I don't want none of that. So, I mean, we 10 minutes in.
That's what we're gonna call. No, I appreciate that. And listen, I'm here for it. If you giving it, I'm gonna take it. I'm not okay. Mad at it at all. And listen, I'm gonna touch back on what you said about leaving empty, but we're gonna come back to maneuver. So
I'm here for the ride.
Listen, I'm ready for the journey you about to take us on, because you already got me going. I feel it. It's starting to go. All right.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. If we can do that. Okay.
Yeah, we going there today. Okay. So you said to maneuver. So where does the drive and determination come from? Why did you choose to become, in other words, a motivational speaker?
So... I'm okay with that term. If I'll be honest with it, I don't prefer it. Not for negative ways. Oh, he's a motivational speaker. Hey, that's what we see it as. But motivational, inspirational speaker, like, it's, man, I really want to get into it. I really want
to come
get
on,
into
give it.
It
to us. Why you don't? Why don't you like the term motivational speaker? Let's go there first.
Because I'm not here to motivate anybody. Like, I'm not here to motivate or inspire you. Again, being necessary, I would rather the term necessary speaker. Like, I'm necessary for the moment. I'm what this moment calls for. The person I'm speaking to over here might not need me for this thing that I did back there. Or the group of people that I'm speaking to over there might not be the same group of people over here. Like, when I step into, it's almost surgical. Yeah. Like, if I step to somebody and we're talking about something, I need to be who you need me to be in that moment. And then when I switch gears, if I got to put on another coat or another hat or change the title or change the definition of it, it's like surgery. I can't perform the same surgery every time I go in.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what I say might not necessarily motivate you in the moment. What I say might not be motivating to you, but what I will say will always be necessary for you. Sometimes it might inspire you. Sometimes it might not be something you want to hear. So I would rather be necessary than motivational. See, motivational speak, they got that they're painted in a corner. Like, I know that I'm gonna be excited. What if you don't need to be excited for this moment? What if the intellect and the intelligence inside of who you are needs you to be reflective for a moment? What if you actually need to play on the natural healthy emotions of being sad? What if you need to be sad now to balance out every other action and feeling and thought that you've had? I'm not here to motivate nobody. I'm here to be necessary for everybody that's sitting in front of me. I would rather the term necessary speaker, public speaker, whatever. And I liken surgery to ministry because it's necessary.
Yeah.
I'm not here to show you how good of a heart surgeon I am. What if you don't need heart surgery right now? What if you just need me to fix this ligament in your knee so you can actually walk to where you need to be? So why don't I like the term motivational speaker? I don't want to say I don't like it, but it's just not me. The title doesn't fit because I'm not motivating all the time, but I can guarantee you I'm always necessary.
Listen, hashtag necessary. Y'all, look, hashtag that. Go over to Elijah's page and hashtag necessary. Because listen, this is necessary.
Man, see, you doing the thing right now. And and that's what I what I mean. Some people get into whatever they get into to be niche. Oh, look, I fit in. Oh, look, I'm the same color. Oh, I make the same sound. I can't place myself anywhere in that. I don't know if I need to be the same color, same sound, same look or feel. What I do know is that if I had, if the time was created or taken to create me and a name was given to me, that means I have a job responsibility, because everything with a title has a definition and definitions serve purposes. So I'm not here just so you could be, oh, he's doing this cool thing. No, where's the task and the job that needs to be done?
Okay. So where does that drive and determination come from? Let's go back to the first question.
The alternative. The drive and the determination comes from the alternative. And the alternative is, if I do not walk in this thing called purpose, if I do not discover who I am or who it is I'm called and created to be, the alternative is I'm taking up space and I'm wasting time. Then now I'm not necessary. The alternative is the lack. The alternative is wandering. The alternative is identity crisis. The alternative is there is something strategically placed inside of me, just like you and everyone else. And if I don't release that, somebody will definitely miss out on what it is I was supposed to give to the world. That's where I know that. I see that. I feel that. It's like, if I don't do this, something doesn't happen. So that drive and determination is not just me. One day I die. One day I'm done. What did I leave for my kids? What did I leave for my neighborhood? What did I leave for my city, the geographical area? What did I do? Was I fearfully and wonderfully and intellectually made by design on purpose, and I collected dust my whole time living? Can't do it.
Right.
Can't do it. The drive and the determination comes from, if I don't, this is the alternative. And what's inside of me can't deal with that.
Man, that's so good. And I know a lot of people need to hear that, because the alternative is what for you? It could be a number of things. And like you said, we can't sit and collect dust, because there is a plan and a purpose placed in our life even before we are born. So I think a lot of people needed to hear that. And I'm glad that you touched on that. So how has consistency shown up in your career?
Oh man. It was very telling. You're talking about the actual body of work or just it, the word, the definition itself?
Let's go for the word, not your new, your project, not new, but your project that you have out.
Okay. So, in my career, it's always been honest. I'll put it this way. Random actions give random results, right? Consistent actions give consistent results. Mm-hmm. Now, what everybody wants and needs and desires in life is different. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say that success is relative. What success is to you, it may not be that to me. For me, it might be having more time. For you, it might be peace of mind. For someone else, it might be money or whatever it may be. Uh-huh. But I've always noticed the more consistent and intentional I was towards my goals, towards my purpose, what it is I desire, it always gave back. It always responded. So it has shown up in my career from writing my first book. You know, when I would write a page here and there, I would lose my flow. But when I was in it consistently, the craft and the material really started to come, but it started to come alive when I, you know, would speak, you know, here or there, even though I felt I was called to do it, or I felt it was my burning passion or desire, you know, I would do it here and there and it would be okay. And responses would be okay. But when I actually leaned into it consistently, What message are you going to put out today? Why are you going to put that message out? What message are you trying to get across? Who do you want to reach? It always gave back, whether it fulfillment, whether it was my mind opening up to new perspectives, new opportunities, connections. There are some times that I was in spaces and all because I opened my mouth, something happened.
Right.
But sitting there being tight-lipped, closed mouths don't get fed. Mm. When I consistently said yes to my purpose, it always gave back.
Mm.
And a lot of us just don't do that. We second guess it, or should I, or am I good enough, or what would they think, or what would they say? What you think and what you say about me and who I am and the way I'm living ain't got nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. That's none of my business.
Right.
If I am consistent, the path of clarity and purpose will open up, which led me to create the body of work. I saw it happen in my own life, and I was like, I gotta put this down. Like, I gotta put this down on paper. Uh-huh. And we put it out there, and man, people are responding. People are responding. I'll say that.
Listen, well, let's go ahead and get into it. So you're gaining your traction online. And I want to start here first, and let's build up to the big whammy, because it's so great for you to have this success of your track called consistency. But how do you believe your influence online or your online presence will shift your reach to the people?
Because a lot of what's out there now, and I'll say it because honestly, at this point, I want all the smoke. a lot of the stuff out, look, and I can back it up.
Right.
A lot of what is out there, not all, but a lot of what is out there is fabricated.
Mm.
A lot of things out there I don't believe are even necessary. I said it the other day. I love to laugh as much as the next man. I love to be goofy. Like, don't take me nowhere. We all going to jail. Like, I'm a goofball. But the people we make famous.
Mm. Talk about it.
Is dangerous. And what's dangerous is they do things that make us audibly like numb, and it just tickles our ears and makes us feel good and it distracts us, and the next thing you know is 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you just
scroll.
Now here's the thing. I think we've defined social media addiction wrong. I don't think there's a social media addiction at all.
Mm.
I believe that because they know it's out there, they just don't know where to find it. So
can you say that one more time?
Oh man, which part?
You just said something. They say they just don't know where to find it.
People. So there's no social media addiction. People know something is out there. That's why they scroll, but they just don't know where to find it.
Mm.
So that's where I come in. That's where I feel I will shift the narrative and change the narrative of social media, these things that we are consuming for hours. And there's one every generation. There's mm-hmm. a person, there's a group, there's a body of work that the generation and the world zooms in on and hyper focuses on.
Mm-hmm.
And every time in history, there's somebody, and I'm simply going to be one of those people. I'm not bragging or anything. I have confidence in who I am and what I do.
Yes.
I believe I am a necessary individual with a necessary message for today. That's it. And that is the way that I will shift the social media algorithm, if we're going to play on words, to where people will start to ingest and digest things that they can actually apply to their life and see change. I don't have a problem with you. Listen, I don't have a problem with you scrolling on social media for 3 hours. What I have a problem with is you returning back to the depression that's in your life
yeah.
that was there for the entire 3 hours you were scrolling. I don't have a problem with you making goofy and funny videos. But what I do have a problem is you, after those goofy and funny videos are done, you returning back to your suicidal thoughts or your abusive relationship, or you don't know who you are or why you are or what you should do next, or you're actually upset that you woke up the next morning. See, people are living with things in their life.
Yes.
Hear me when I say it. People are living with things in their life, and all I have to do is get lost within social media. All I have to do is get lost. You want to go out tonight? Yeah, I'll go out tonight. Anything to get me away from my reality. Why would I want to walk away from the thing that was given to me for a reason? I need to be there so I can be intentional, so I can change things out there. I want you to go out so you can have fun, not to escape. I want you to laugh at videos for hours so you can tickle your funny bone, not so you can escape. Mm. I want you to be necessary and present in the moment. And when you bring real content and you speak a word that people don't even necessarily have to see or hear, but they can feel, wait, there's something different about this.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, something different about this one. No. Be quiet. Tell the kids to be quiet. I'm listening. No. I don't want to do that. I need to read this. What do we? People need that. Because what I want to happen is the highlights that you show on social media, I want you to return to those highlights.
Mm.
I want that to be your real life. No pun intended. While we posting the reels and TikToks and all that type of stuff, I want you to return back to a life that you don't want to escape from. That is why I create the content I create. That is how social media will be shifted. That is how the algorithm will change. If you're going to consume, allow it to actually bring change to your life.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag necessary. Listen, I'm just going to keep saying it because it is necessary for us to hear these things. People think that it is okay for us to stay on social media for hours and hours. Listen, it's like the song says, I could do this for hours.
Look, because I can't. Huh?
But listen, we can't go back to how we were. Once we see the things that we've saw, we heard the things that we've, listened to. So we have to be intentional with what we allow ourselves to put into our bodies, whether you think you are or not, because it's coming, it's going in. And it's staying in, and you may think about it unintentionally later in life or later in the night.
I just want to give people perspective and comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're 22 years old, I believe you said.
Yes, I am.
So I don't know if you're old enough to remember. I'm sure you are, but floor model TVs, black and white TVs and things like that. Those were things, or even replays from the 2000s.
Not black and white, but definitely replays.
Okay. So replays of shows or sports championships where the definition wasn't as high.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody who can see and hear a more clear version of something and go back to the fuzzy version. And the only thing that I want to do is bring more clarity to the picture so you can stop looking at that distorted view.
Woo!
Like, I don't want that for you. I want to bring you, we got HD, 4K, 8K. Like, I want to be somewhere with 1,000K. Like, I don't want you to return. Like, because I know 10K is coming, 12K and all that. I want to show you a picture that is so clear and makes so much sense. You'll say to yourself, why would I ever return back to viewing things that way?
Yes. And I love that you said I want it to be surgical. I love that. I can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
Listen, don't do this because I'll jump in with you. I'm a goofball, but yeah, it's necessary. It's so necessary. And that's what I mean by being that in the moment. I've done so many things. I've done so many things besides this because I was good at it. Mm-hmm. Because I was great at it. And even then, it was still a waste of time. Because I wasn't being intentional. I wasn't being necessary. And a lot of us will do things, but look at how good I am at this. Mm. Look at how great I am even at this. And there are too many people out there winning races and being successful in things they were not called to win.
Wow. Okay. So with all that's going on in the world, I promise you, we're going to get to consistency. I promise it's coming.
I'm here.
With all that's going on in the world, how do you believe you've changed over the past 2 years? Do you believe your intentions or motivation has changed any?
Yes. To be transparent, mm-hmm. if I can, I used to be about self. Mm-hmm. I used to be about me. And let me explain. I can say that I was a very selfish individual. Say over the past 2 years, like, oh, that doesn't sound good. Why would you say something like that about yourself? I moved that way because of fear. I moved that way because I didn't trust. Mm-hmm. So my defense mechanism was, if I care all about me and I do everything for me and I make sure that it's me that's supposed to win and I don't want this, I just need to control everything and control the narrative because I don't believe that someone else can see the value in who I really am. Mm. So I just touch and control and hold on to everything. I don't feel that my story is that valuable. I don't feel that if I say or do this, that somebody will understand. And I moved out of fear because no one's going to take care of me. Mm-hmm. No one's going to respond. No one's going to love or cover or support or motivate or be necessary for me. No one's going to do that. And what I noticed is that one of the quotes that I have is, what you know will only take you so far, but what you believe will take you the rest of the way. Mm. And I continued to move on the things I knew and never touched on anything I believe. I knew that if I didn't put myself in a position to be harmed, that I wouldn't get harmed. But what I didn't believe that although I may be in a position to be harmed, I could also be loved. Mm. I could also be taken care of. I could also be supported. And a lot of times we move that way. Mm-hmm. So over the years, I would say I've definitely grown out of that because we can only take ourselves as far as we can. If we didn't need anybody else and we could do it all by ourselves, that would be working for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But there is something about the conversation of community that changes into culture. When you open up your life and your mind and your heart and you begin to trust others, although other people may have hurt you, although other people may have faulted on your behalf and it benefited them but not you, we cannot make other people pay for other people's mistakes that they didn't have anything to do with. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I would put myself out there, but you know, I've been hurt before. Well, don't make me pay for that person's mistakes. That was right. That person. Right. Make them pay for that. Mm-hmm. So over the past 2 years with everything going on in the world, I have began to trust and believe a lot more. I felt like a hypocrite with my own message. Mm. You preach one thing, but you move in fear. You preach one thing, but you won't open up. You preach one thing, but you won't walk in purpose. And I said, I cannot say that this is my message or I'm this person, and then I don't walk like that. Mm-hmm. So over the past 2 years, I've decided to really have a mentality of serving. And I have never seen a server go hungry.
That's so true.
But there's a difference. Some of the doors that people have to get in high profile. First of all, you have to pay to go there. You mm-hmm. got to dress up nice. Is your name on the reservation? And you're there and you get served whatever you want, the finest meals, the finest drinks, the whatever it may be. And then there's the server. They didn't even have to pay to get in there. In fact, the servant is paid to be there.
Mm.
You had to pay to come here. I'm paid to be here. Mm. And when I am done serving,
ooh,
the rest of the feast is mine.
Yeah.
See, you come here and you're qualified, but I'm chosen. There's a difference. You qualified to be here. I was chosen to be here. You had to pay to be here. I'm paid to be here. You get one plate. I get the whole table and the kitchen and can have them customize it to my liking if I want to.
Ooh.
See, when you serve, you get something. You get something that the qualified people can't
mm-hmm.
get. There's nothing wrong with being qualified. But as soon as I saw that cheat code, if you will, I began to serve, and it opens you up, and you're trusting, and your heart is open, and your mind is open, and the fear and the anxiety is falling off of you. And serving builds you in a way to stay where you desire instead of just making it there.
Mm.
See, a lot of people think and build and create, this is my goal, I want to make it there. I don't want to make it anywhere. I want to stay where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
The strength and the energy that it takes to get somewhere is completely different from the strength and energy that it takes to stay somewhere. Winning a championship is one thing. Defending it is something completely different.
Man. Yeah. And if you've ever served doing anything, there is favor in that.
Okay. Because you're behind all the closed doors talking to all of them.
Yeah. It's intentional because you get to talk to the big guys who pay to be in there, the prestige. Mm. You get to talk to the cooks. You get to talk to it goes deeper than we all. And this can be realistically, or you can put it in a metaphoric, you know, term and use it in a different scenario other than quote unquote, you know, the serving field. Okay, sure. Listen, we made it. You have a project called Hustler's Reward. Your track consistency has over 1 million+ streams with your post, with there being post from fitness to daily affirmations. What does the track consistency mean to you?
Oh man. So it means to me that when I created it 2 years ago, that I created it on a whim, and there's actually an album behind it. That's a single off of the Hustler's Reward album,
right,
the track Consistency. How many of us can do or begin something and not get the results we saw or felt within us immediately and keep going?
Mm. Ooh.
I created Consistency 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Two. Might not seem like a long time. It's a long time. It's 2 years old. 365 days times two.
Mm.
And the messages that I'm receiving, the lives that are being changed. I would rather have a seed than the fruit.
Talk it. Talk
That's
it.
That's consistency.
Yeah.
See, if I get the fruit now, I can eat now and satisfy my hunger now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get the seed, I can plant the seed now. I may not be able to eat now, but I and my generations and the people that come after me and the people and world around me will get to eat forever, including me.
Mm.
I would rather have a forest that bears fruit than having a piece of fruit in my hand now. And that is what it's about. I see people walking in the gym. I see people who were told that they would never walk again, but they're going through physical therapy and they're walking, playing the track consistency. There are a lot of people who are paralyzed today that don't have to be. The doctors, the professionals told them, You can walk again. You just have to be consistent. You just have to do the exercise at home. You have to write your ABCs with your toes in the air. You have to sit there and tie a weight around your ankle and lift. You can walk again if you stay consistent. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are not walking today, but they can be if they were consistent. There are people who have a certain physical attribute that they desire, but you'll pay $15.99 for Netflix, but not $10.99 for the gym. Listen,
woo, woo! Don't do it to him like that.
You say you want these things. You want to change the world.
Mm.
You want to change your world. Yes. You just want peace of mind.
Yeah.
And there's something inside of you that you're not even being consistent in. See, life has a funny way of figuring out if you really want what it is you say you want. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it will weed you out. If I know that you want something and all I have to do is postpone it for 6 weeks and you'll give up, I'm doing it for 7 weeks. And if you went one more week, you could have had the forest. So consistent, that's what it's about. It's not, people don't care about who you are or what you do. They care about who you are and what you do consistently.
Right.
Imagine getting married to the love of your life. And the first week after the honeymoon, he or she is loving and kissing you at daily affirmation, words of affirmation, physical touch, get all this type of stuff. And then they off for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they come back. And then, do you love me? Well, sometimes you tell me and show me you love me, and sometimes you don't. Imagine not going to the gym consistently. Imagine not getting rest consistently. Imagine not studying or making yourself better consistently. That is what it's about. Saying yes doesn't get the job done. Saying yes every day consistently gets the job done.
Right.
What do I need in my life? What am I called to put in somebody else's life? That is what the track consistency is all about. And although I created it in 2020, I could have taken job opportunities, other opportunities. Hey, it's not my purpose, but yo, this thing I did a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, it ain't doing nothing anyway. So let me stop being consistent and say yes to something that has nothing to do with my identity, so that when my name is called at the end of time, I won't even be there. Oh, him? Yeah, he switched his name and his identity back for something else that wasn't even for it. Well, what happened? We gave him a seed, right? Yeah, he planted it, but walked away from it. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Plant it, come back, water it, shine it, till it. You don't see nothing come back. Consistency. It's not about getting there. It's about staying there.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
the difference.
Yeah, that's good. I like to look at it like this. We know that we have something within us. And like you said, we have to be the gardener. And I like to say, we have to sow the seed of expectancy and know that it's going to happen. We have to be the vessel that keeps it going. Because if we stop it, there's nothing else to be rewarded. There's nothing else to be gotten from it. So we have to sow the seed of expectancy and know that in time, maybe we're not ready for it at this current moment. In time, it'll happen. I love that. I love that.
It's funny you say that. And just super quick, I was not ready then for what's happening now.
Mm. Yeah.
I just wasn't. Who I was then, even 2 years ago, I wasn't ready. And that is where you trust the timing. That is where you trust. Because here's the thing. The goal is the journey. The goal isn't the completion of something. That's not the goal. Because once you've made it, then what? You have to start a new journey.
Yes, human nature.
A lot of people never even get to experience the highs and lows and the growths and the new discoveries of the journey. The journey is exposure. The journey is discovery. All the beautiful things, and you look back and like, oh my God, how many times have people been shown memories from social media of their vacation?
Mm.
What do they say? Oh, take me back. Take me back. It was beautiful. But wait, that was the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. You wanted to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one is more exciting? The vacation itself or when the vacation is over? The vacation.
Yeah. The vacation.
The journey is the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So we should always be excited about the journey, the vacation. That is what it's all about. And if I would have gotten now what I saw then, I would have fumbled it. I wouldn't have been ready for it. I wouldn't have understood. I wouldn't have known. I would have squandered it. I wouldn't have dealt with it in the right. Oh, but now. And I'm going to leave it alone.
And that's beautiful. Now, how does it feel to have people like Kerry Hilson posting your sound?
Oh, man. It's good. It's definitely a super cool experience. But it lets me know that people speak this language, you know, and the response from people is, man, this convicted me. This didn't, you know, I haven't been consistent in things I said I would do. So thank you so much. You're special. It's a super cool moment. Definitely affirms and you know, makes you feel good and feel, you know, fulfilled inside. But to have somebody like that is like, yo, like, this is... her, like, okay.
Yeah,
and it's been some other cool people, but it feels super awesome. But that's what lets me know that this message is bilingual. It speaks the language of everybody. I don't care who you are. You could be an astronaut, a librarian, a pop star. The language is necessary. So it makes me feel really, really good, and I'm excited to be someone creating and making change. It feels purposeful, and it lets me know that I'm walking in my purpose.
Okay, so we know that you have other, I don't want to call them sounds, we know you have other tracks on the Hustler's Reward project. So what did it, or what does it mean to create a soundtrack that uplifts people and inspires them to do better, be better, see better, stay consistent, and hold themselves accountable?
For me, I would answer that a little bit differently. It's about sharing a feeling, knowing how it feels to not be there and then tasting being there. If you are a person of a clear and sound mind and heart, you want other people to feel that. So it feels benevolent. It feels like I'm glad that I have enough to give for people to be playing this off of that project and soundtrack, if you will. Maybe I just prophesied something. but it's almost like I knew it because it's an unction.
Yeah, we all know. Yeah, I would be surprised if you felt like you didn't know it.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. And experiencing certain things in life, you just tell yourself, this can't be it. This can't be all. No. There's more. I have it. Seeing and experience things that wake up parts of me that I didn't even know were there or had anything to do with. It's like, that's that thing again. That's that. Let's do something about this. Like, let's move something. Let's make some noise, do a dance, write us. Let's do something in this moment. Like, let's stir this atmosphere. Why? Something's here. Like, let's do something about this. So for that to be moving the way it is, I people will call me naive, and I can think of one specific moment. But coming from where I come from, which, you know, has not always been the greatest, anytime I would get that new toy or even, you know, eat at a special place or, you know, get, you know, oh my gosh, did you get a new shirt? Oh my God. Like, I would share those things. I wasn't thinking about you can run off with my new toy. I wasn't thinking about you could take advantage of me and keep this or mess it up or break it. I wasn't thinking about that. What I was thinking about is that there is a feeling of pure joy that is waking up and affirming so many things inside of me. I want to share that with you. I want you to feel this because I know for sure you felt the opposite. I know you've hurt before. I know you've been misunderstood before. I know you've been confused before. I know that, but I don't know that you felt this good moment, this great thing. So that is always my thing. It feels good to be able to share a good feeling with someone else.
Yes. So sticking to the topic of Hustler's Reward, you said, I want the people in the world around me to get a return on their investment. Does this create a certain level of pressure on you or a sense of running out of time?
Ooh, man. Yes, that's something I live with daily to this day in this moment and this podcast. I try my best not to get anxious or have, like, you know, anxiety in the moment. But I do, if I'm going to be completely honest. Pressure, no. To miss my mark, yeah.
Okay.
It does. I don't want to squander away time. None of us know when our time is up. So it does create a sense of urgency. And I wake up and I have fun just like the next man or woman. I'm sure I'm watching something on Netflix just like the next man and things like that. But the being necessary and being intentional, it can create, you know, like, ooh, what did I do today? Oh, did I put anything out? Did I meet with who I was supposed to meet with? Because if we had never did the things we did in the past, created Hustler's Reward, wrote a book, whatever, would I even be on this podcast today? And we have to remember there are seeds we're planting that will bear fruit to take care of us in the future. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. I see the podcast Hustler's Reward. I planted it years ago. And it's returning how many fold?
Yeah. That's so good.
So yeah, always urgent to plant seeds.
Listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Hashtag necessary. Necessary. Here you go. Listen, so let's pivot a little bit. So you shared a tweet that says, when I become a doctor and graduate with my PhD in counseling, one of the goals is to normalize mental and emotional health in the Black community and culture. For so long, people have had a goal of proving we are normal and equal. We hate to admit it when something is wrong, end quote. Could you dive deeper into that a little bit more? What's the difference now versus when you have your PhD?
It's a necessary evil. It's a political evil.
Right.
I already feel that I can deliver a certain body of work. I already feel that I can bring necessary change. Now, what I will put with that, the caveat that I am learning things I did not know before. I am definitely being educated and groomed, but there are some people who actually don't even care about that. The politics and the truth of the matter is you're not Elijah Frazier. You're Dr. Elijah Frazier, PhD, certified in XYZ. And the reason, the honest reason things are like that today. And if you ask the baby boomers, they didn't need resumes. They just showed up. Can you do the job? Yes, I can. Go ahead. Go to work. If you can't, you're out of here. And then the not the competition, but, you know, things started to build and change. Times change. And now we are doing things to prove ourselves that we're this people. Why? Because some lazy, ineffective, double-minded people came into the mix, and it's like, okay, now we need to qualify these people first. There are people who are ready and honest to put in the work. Like, yes, I can do this XYZ, but really you're just here to collect a paycheck for the next 2 weeks and you're going to leave and I don't even know it. Mm-hmm. See, there are people showing up to cause. Yes, I'm the man. Yes, I'm the woman. I am here. I can do this. But really, you have an agenda. You don't have an agenda to fix this body of work. You don't have an agenda to help us or grow. You have your own personal agenda. Now, there's nothing wrong with your own personal agenda. The issue is you're not being honest and transparent about that. So the reason why I feel things will be different is because I'm not only coming with the gift and or talent, I'm coming with the necessary credentials that we as a society need today. Now, I do feel that it's dual purpose, because you don't want anybody just out here claiming to be able to help somebody and you're tearing people's lives up and you really don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Of course, I'm not that individual. But it'll be different because so many people have been let down by people who said they can do certain things. At least this will open up a few more doors of, at least I know you did something before you got here to prove that you can do this body of work. And new people will start listening. New doors will open.
Yes, once it goes, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe that. And it is hashtag necessary for us to have everything that comes with what we want to do. So whether that's, you know, taking the next step to become a doctor, or whether it's staying consistent, We have to have all of the things, the full package, to be the person to deliver to the people who need to receive it. So I want to talk about your book, 180. For those who haven't heard about it, can you tell us a little bit about what 180 is? Listen, I got a copy right here.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I appreciate that. Without giving the book away, I can say where it came from. It came from the darkest moment in my life, which was in 2016. And I talk about it. There's someone I've actually dedicated that book to. And it's in the book, so I don't want to give that away. But I was in a moment to where all I could think about was making someone else feel the confusion that I felt, the hurt that I felt, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment because of where I was in life. It was just about, well, I was screwed over, so why should I be nice? Why should I walk in purpose? Why should I, you know, give other people the benefit of the doubt? I just thought about getting even with the energy, if you will. Like, I'm just going to be an ogre from this point forward. Like, I'm just going to be an unpleasant individual to be around. And then I thought to myself, is the current position I'm in now a position I'm going to stay in forever? And the answer was no. And then the vision that I was pregnant with was to write a book. Like, this is a moment that needs to be documented. I'm writing a book, and I'm going to talk about how hurt I am, how confused I am, how angry I am, and how you shouldn't trust people because the world is just an evil, evil place. And then I thought about, how does that help anyone who may pick up the book?
Right.
And then I thought about, if you're going to be this raw and honest about your feelings, Elijah, be that raw and honest with yourself. I'm not saying whose fault it is, but what I am asking you, Elijah, is look at the common denominator and all the things that you felt went wrong. All the things that you didn't like, all the things that you felt screwed you over. And whether I was in a certain relationship or group of people or city or geographical area, from Colorado to Cleveland to down south to New York, everywhere, every school, every business, every job, there was one common denominator. And the common denominator was me.
That's good.
It's something I had to face. It was something I had to deal with. And I developed the mentality of two things.
Okay.
The first thing is, some of us get so caught up on whose fault it is instead of focusing on there's a fault in your life. See, blessings come disguised all the time. Look at the book. Look at what it's done. Look at where it went to Australia, Africa, all these different things.
Ooh, well traveled.
So the thing is, you're so caught up on whose fault it is and not focus on removing the fault from out of your life. See, a fault could also be a stepping stone. A fault could also be a hurdle that shows you what you're capable of. And I removed that mentality and replaced it and said, it doesn't matter whose fault it is, whether it's my fault or someone else's. My new focus is to move to being, is to solving the issue instead of focusing on the issue.
Right.
Right. So what I did was I said, no matter whose fault it is, it's my responsibility to move it. Now, once I move it, then with a clear mind and a clear heart and no fault in my life, now I can make the decision if it's even necessary to go address the situation or individual. You might look at it with hindsight being 2020, like, whoa, I needed that. And you're sitting here complaining about the very thing that would catapult you to the next level in your life. And the second thing that I you know, developed was, for a lot of us, it may not be our fault for the position that we end up in, but it will be our fault if we choose to stay there. And I say, instead of writing a book full of anger and bitterness and resentment and hate or whatever it may be, why don't we write a book on how to turn our life around, take responsibility for everything in our life, whether it's our fault or not, and see where we end up once we're done with that 180 degree turn. It might not even be necessary for you to go back to whatever it was. But that was the position I took. And before you knew it, interviews, speaking, engaged. And I was like, oh, that was for me. Yeah. I took responsibility, didn't feel the best at the time, but it was necessary.
Man, hashtag necessary. I love this book because, and I love your explanation of it because you said a 180. You didn't even say a 360. And that's the beauty of it all. We don't always have to make a complete circle. We can pivot and be right where we need to be. I like to look at your book as like a daily affirmation. Like it's easy to come back to a book that you can like go say, for instance, go back to 60 degree, the degree 60 and say, listen, why am I there? Let's get off of that. Yeah. So, that's really good. I am still getting into it because, like I said, I look at it as a daily affirmation kind of thing because it does go from degree to degree and
that's end my up baby.
At 180. And so I'm loving it so far, and I can't wait for others to tune into this book and understand it for what it is because it is truly one. For the books, no pun intended. So what's the best advice a mentor ever gave to you about this industry?
That's a loaded question. I mean, I'm literally going through conversations. Like I'm sitting at tables, I'm having coffee, I'm standing in hallways, I'm sitting on couches.
Listen, take us through the file drawer in your head. Take us through the file.
Oh my goodness. the best? That's not fair.
Okay, you don't have to do the best. One of
the best. And I'm going to remember something so good after this podcast. Let's do a part two.
No, let's do it because I want to know the best one. So listen, I'll be looking forward to that. You guys.
Well, I can give you one.
Okay, go for it.
The fatigue that's natural in all of us. And we've heard it said a lot, but one of my coaches and mentors that I used to have said, have no quit in your system.
Woo.
We always hear, oh, don't give up. Oh, don't do this. Or don't. But it felt like it was a little more inside of me when he said it that way. It's like, You can rest all you want, take whatever break you need to, but don't have no quit in your system. And a lot of us, we have it. A lot of us have goals, but in parallel to those goals, we also have, if it doesn't work out in this amount of time, I quit. Mm-hmm. We have that. A lot of us will make an investment and not see a return on it. I'm out of this. I'm washing my hands. I'm not doing this. When you clock in for this thing, just break the clock and throw it away because you're not clocking back out. Have it that way. Yes, you will have roller coasters, you know, rides that are up and down. Yes, you will have hiccups and hurdles and all that, but don't have no quit in your system because 10 times out of 10, who you are and what it is you have inside of you is benefiting someone else more than you anyway.
Ooh, I love that.
The people that we deliver to are not our providers. The people that may write us checks or open doors, those are not, they're vessels. See, I receive this way and I give this way.
Yeah.
I only receive from one person. Right. There's only one person, place, and being that created all of this. Like the genetics and the makeup and what flows through my DNA came from one person. I have one source, and that's not man. I don't care how fat of a the person who writes a check to pay my bills has to be woken up by the God that I serve.
Woo! Ooh, stop it. But keep going.
If I create and keep room to receive inside of me by serving and giving who I am and what I have, then I always receive room and have room to receive. I serve to grow and learn, take a dose of my own medicine. But my provider, the one who puts favor on my life, the one that opens doors for me that money could never,
the person
that a degree could never,
yeah,
that a person could never,
yeah.
I'm trying to back up off of this thing.
Listen, the person who places my name in rooms that I haven't even walked in yet.
The person that suspends the clouds on nothing.
Ah.
The person that commit. I got to get up off of it.
Don't make a shout.
Got to get up.
Don't
off
make
of
a
it.
Shout.
I got to get up off of it. If you think of how far the sun is from Earth.
Oh.
And how hot it burns.
Come on. Come on.
But it still has to be obedient.
Come on.
I understand what you can do. I understand who you, but I created you. So as hot as you burn and as far as you can reach, you still will obey my command. That's who I serve. I got to get off. I can't.
Come on
I can't,
now.
I can't. Come on. I can't.
Hashtag necessary. I swear Listen, to you. I swear to I you do. It's necessary. It's necessary. Because it dives deeper than consistency. To not stop your train. What did he say? What did your mentor say? He said, don't stop.
Have no quit in your system.
To have no quit in your it's deeper than any motivational term you can think of. To have no quit in the being of who you are.
How do you beat that?
Come on.
There's no design for that.
Man. There's no blueprint for it. Because it's yours.
I got your plan. I got to get up off
okay,
of that.
Okay. Okay. Listen.
That.
Okay. So because you are, for lack of a better words, I'm going to say motivator, but I'm going to replace it with because for lack of better words, because you are necessary. Mm-hmm. Who or what gives you motivation?
See, the explanation is going to be better than the answer.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, I got to get on this and get right off because you playing. Like, you did your homework, I see. You a whole mess. My kids. And when I say my kids, yes, there are other people. But I view my bloodline and my lineage as an assignment.
Ooh.
And to be something that you never had with a clean and clear heart is a ministry within itself.
My.
See, I can go back to the summer days of when I was 10 and 11 and my dad told me he would come pick me up and we would be there and he never showed up. It was less about we didn't get to go hang out and more about I felt alone and abandoned and now I don't know who I am. I didn't have anybody to guide or teach me. So if something comes from me or for me and I have an assignment to guide you and I'm not there, you wander. You have no identity. You develop bipolar. You all these things that come and hit you and attack you because I wasn't there to defend you and train you.
Man.
I know how it feels to be naked with no support. And I see people who are naked in many ways, mentally, emotionally, love life, relationships, education, finance. And since I know how it feels to be hit and exposed and feel shame, why the motivator, why is because I'm looking to cover as many people as I can. And I'll say it like this. Ooh, I can't stand you right now. You know what you're doing. Super quick story of the girl that was walking down the seashore. The tide of the season washed all the starfish upon shore. And there, I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, have washed upon shore. And little girl is walking down the beach and she's picking them up one by one, throwing them back into the ocean. And a man comes along behind and says, little girl, what are you doing? And she says, I'm throwing them back into the ocean. He was like, well, there's so many out here. You're never going to get them all. What you're doing right now doesn't matter. Mm. And she picked up the starfish and she threw it back into the ocean. And she responded, it mattered to that one.
Ooh, that's a mess.
I just want to throw as many people.
Come on. Come on.
As I can back to where they came from. We gotta move.
Okay. Listen, and I want to say this before we jump off of it. If no one has ever heard it before, I am 22 years old. I have no children. Listen, single. But dads are necessary. Listen, moms are necessary. They're wonderful. But I want to say today, dads are necessary. And to you, you are necessary. Okay, let's jump off of it because I know you're going to get into it.
No, it wasn't that. It was...
Yes. Listen, I know it's riled up in your spirit, man. I can feel it through the monitor.
I
don't...
I can control it. I want to control it.
Yes. Okay, let's do this. So you genuinely have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to give. And I know this is only the beginning for you and all that you have in store. But I want to know, who are three people who are great communicators like yourself who it has inspired you over the years?
Very specific question. I thought that was going somewhere else. Man, I want all the smoke with this guy. So one is, I got to think of the third one. One is Eric Thomas.
Yes.
He got that thing. He got that thing. And I can remember the first time that I heard him. I'll meet and collaborate with him one day, and I'll meet and collaborate with Gary Vaynerchuk one day.
Top two, right?
Top two. That's it. That's it. Everybody else, y'all, I cook y'all. Anyway.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Look, because they not far behind either, but that's something else.
Come on.
I want all the smoke.
Listen, I believe that for you today. You're going to have all the smoke with all of them. Y'all going to be sitting on the panel. And you're going to be going blow for blow just like them.
Yeah. No, those are them. So in 2013 was the first time that I ever heard Eric Thomas. And the way he put life into perspective for me in that moment, I took my cell phone. Mm-hmm. And I deleted every contact and every photo and every video and every app and every game off of that. Because I was like, I don't need to be entertaining anything other than my life and my purpose. Like it did something to me. Like people will call me and text me and I would respond. And I would put them in my phone. Mm-hmm. But I just removed the message at that time was removing the distractions, you know, from your life. And it hit me so hard. Like I'm 0 or 100, like I'm super extreme. Like anybody would tell him, like, look, don't mention that to Elijah because he is going to go off. Like, so you got to be careful. But he has that thing because I definitely feel we're cut from the same cloth. The other one I know very, very well, which I'm excited to talk about, but I'm trying to think about the third person. You said the top motivators in my life, the top three people.
Communicators. It doesn't have to be, they don't even have to be known.
No, I got you. Another one is an individual that I will protect. I won't name drop for a very, very specific reason. But they communicated to me in this person was a pillar in my life. Mm-hmm. And everyone in life has one. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. And they didn't perform. So they didn't do their job. Mm. And that within itself was communication. Speech. See, a lot of times it's not somebody telling you what you should do or how you should do it. Mm. Some people come into your life to show you exactly what not to do.
Yeah.
And this individual from A to Z consistently showed me what not to do. Mm. And I'm thankful for that. It taught me a lot. I needed to know that. Mm-hmm. So now I went back and I didn't just do things, but I was intentional. Mm-hmm. And the third person is my wife.
Oh, I love that.
We were going through some classes, you know, doing all the things that I'm doing now. And uh-huh. we were going through the relationship portion of this topic, being, you know, in psychology and counseling, you got to touch every part of life. Mm-hmm. And it was, the question said something to the effect of, what about your spouse what attributes about your spouse do you celebrate and cherish? Have you told them this, and how do you show them that? And we went back, we were on the phone with some friends, and we were sharing couples and all the cute stuff. And my wife told me, and my friend's wife told him and him to her. And when I answered, I told her, well, one of the things I remember I told her is that she made me feel safe. Mm. And far too often are we surrounded by people who we don't feel safe around. Mm-hmm. We don't feel that we can be ourselves. That's for a lot of us. What would they think? What would they say? Am I too goofy? Can I be me? And many people think they need certain opportunities to change their life or be great or be better, when a lot of us haven't even been afforded the opportunity to be ourselves. Mm. And she has communicated to me consistently, clearly, from the mountaintops, you're safe, you're protected, I see you, I cherish you, I support you. And what that has done for my mental and emotional stability, to have the confidence to be me, you can't.
Hashtag necessary.
you can't. So from Eric Thomas waking me up, from the individual in my life showing me what not to do, and from my wife creating and communicating to me, you're safe, be you, never let go, trust in what you feel, trust in that thing inside of you. Oh, man. Like,
that's a great combination.
Yeah.
Listen, and I didn't even know that you would answer like that. And I appreciate all those three different people, even the person you didn't name, because we all need that second person to show us what not to do. And we can have several of those in our life, or we could have one, and all of them are hashtag necessary. Okay. We're wrapping up. So this wouldn't be, it's a perspective. If I didn't get your perspective, for those of us that are following you, you posed the question, where would you be had you not quit? So I pose the question to you, where would you be if you had not simply let God use you and your gift?
The scary answer is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Mm-hmm. Sure. I can imagine where I would be. I'll say it this way. There's a singer by the name of Samo. I want to tell you, the boy can sing. Listen, his album called Exit, and there's a skit on there. Shout out to Simone, man. That guy.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He is an experience. Like, this dude is oily. For y'all don't know about oil, listen. But there's this skit to where he's talking about crossing paths with someone you knew 10, 20 years ago, and they're still in the same place that you were 10, 20 years ago. And I remember, man, when I was younger, sitting in a room with people I know, and every day, all day, we just did the same thing over and over. Hang out, aimlessly wander around. Maybe we'll go play basketball. Maybe we'll do this. No direction, no sense of urgency. No, and it hit me like a bus. And I was like, yo, let's get up. Let's do something. I would be in a place so unimaginable. I would be the walking dead. Like, I would be taking up space everywhere I went, not utilizing, not being I don't think that it's fair to be fearfully and wonderfully made and be a waste of creation. I don't want anybody to ever go back and look how long they have to return me on the receipt that they purchased me with.
That's good. No. That's good. Mm. That's good. That's amazing. And I'm glad that you didn't choose the alternative, because like I keep saying, and I'll continue to say to you, you are necessary in all the words and the wisdom and guidance, for lack of better words, is needed to hear, to digest, to be surgical, for me not to feel like I need to be, you know, filled up all of, you know, because I know we talked about it before. You don't want people to come back to you and be like, oh, I need another refill. No, allow your cup to be full and stay full, and not let your system, what did he say? Let your system.
And have no quit in your system.
Yeah. Don't let your system quit. Don't let yourself give in to the quit, because that's also something that people like to do. Don't let yourself give in. There's one thing to be like, oh, I feel like I could, but don't let yourself do that. So yeah, I'm glad that you didn't choose the alternative. What is next for you?
What is next for me? I really want to make mental and emotional health normal. It's normal. Mental and emotional health puts you in a place of spiritual health, love health, financial health. See, it's very applicable. I will open a private practice when I graduate. I want to be the anomaly. I don't want anybody to see it coming. I will be the first doctor like this in my family. So what's next for me is the private practice, but more of the message. We've done a couple things over the years. We've written a couple books. We've done speaking tours. I've put a film in, you know, movie theaters. We interviewed. We've done some pretty cool things. But now it's time to become obnoxious with it.
Yeah.
It's time to become necessary with it. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So what's next for me is being very, very unapologetic. I mean some people gonna fall in love with me and some people gonna hate me, because the body of work and the message that's going to be created, now we're hitting all markets, black, white, health, tech, art, design. Like, we are going to take this message of balance everywhere, this message of necessity everywhere, because there are too many people not walking in purpose. And the truth of the matter is, this entire life is a puzzle, and there are some people holding on puzzle pieces that we need to complete this picture. So if I come and I shake your cage and I rattle your tree enough, I bang on the door enough, we're gonna get the puzzle piece. So what's next is becoming very vocal. I'm working on a new book.
Ooh, Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Super excited about it. In short, it's called Heart Work. Because a lot of times over the years, it's not us that take the beating, but our hearts, the way we look at life, the way we treat, you know, relationships, the way we view, you know, different things. And a lot of times the hard work is really the heart work. So I'm working on, that book as we speak, to be released, for, the summer. And I'm super excited about it. I have, a very interesting, not interesting, but a very exciting collaboration that I'll have on the book, because it's going to be more of a project. Mm-hmm. And the things that we harbor inside of our heart can become so heavy, and we wonder why we get so tired and exhausted so fast, so often. There are some apologies that you're just never going to get. Mm. More importantly, there are some things that you still haven't forgiven yourself for.
Wow.
So the hard work, I believe, is really heart work. So we have the private practice. We have becoming very, very vocal about, you know, purpose, but tying it into the relevant space of mental and emotional health, especially in the Black culture and community, especially with Black men, with Black fathers, Black husbands. Shut up. Don't cry. Be a man. Grow up. All these things, when we were built to be balanced. Mm-hmm. We can laugh and smile. We can sleep and we can be awake. When we're hungry, we can eat. But when we feel something, we can't let the natural and healthy emotion of being sad or weak or I need help or crying. And that has done something to us. It's done something to us for the years. Oh, you a punk. Oh, he was crying and this and that. No, he was human. Yeah. He was natural. He was necessary. So we're going to change a lot of narratives. But that is what's next. The practice, the book, and becoming very, very vocal with the message.
Listen, I look forward to you doing all of those things. And listen, I can't wait for you to go on tour with this book. And I'm going to pop out to all of that. And, you know, so that we can meet in person finally and, you know, shake hands. Listen,
I can't wait. And that is happening.
Yeah. And when we do that, we got to have a part two, because this right here was hashtag necessary. And the more and more that I hear from you, the more and more I just become a super fan, because you literally have so much. And I'm super grateful for this moment and this time right now. And this whole time I've just been soaking it in, because it's so awesome to just see you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's so awesome to see you in your flow. And That's great. So where can people find you?
Elijah J. Frazier everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Elijah J. Frazier, E-L-I-J-A-H, J-F-R-A-Z-I-E-R. And if you want to make it easier, just go to ElijahFrazier.com. You'll find everything. You'll find the podcast, the movies, the shows, the talks, the YouTube, the books. ElijahFrazier.com. So whether you want to connect or book or just read a little bit about me or whatever it may be, that's where you can find me.
What is one thing you want to leave people with right now as they're listening to this?
The one thing that I would leave people with is stop running away from the thing that comes easiest to you.
Ooh.
Stop running away from the thing that feels the most natural. Why do I say that? I say that because too many of us are putting inside of the equation of our actions and the way we will live out our life of what others may think or say. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And I can guarantee people this and let them know there are two levels in life. There's a level that you're called and created to live on, and there's a level that you settle to live on. And all the things that you desire, all the things that you need in your wildest dreams, all the things that you wish for are on the level that you were called and created to live on. The reason why you keep running into certain relationships and the doors aren't opening and the conversations and the friendships are just taking a toll on you, because you are living on a level that you settled to live on because it's easier. But I can guarantee you, that every conversation, every relationship, every question that you have is waiting on the level that you are called to live on. If you say yes to your purpose consistently, you'll find yourself with a lot less questions and a lot more thanks.
Yes. Woo. This has been so good to my soul. I can't express that to you enough. I just want to continue to say thank you so much for coming on It's a Perspective. You guys, please stay locked in with this guy. He's going places. If you haven't already, go check out his sound on Instagram. Go check out his project Hustler's Reward on Apple Music. It's on all streaming platforms, right?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Go check that out, you guys. It's Elijah Frazier. Thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Listen, that episode was everything. And I hope that it fed your soul as much as it fed mine. Because listen, we need people who are necessary. So in this time and in this place in your life, be intentionally necessary. Guys, I am so excited for all of the things that we have in store. Please stay connected with It's a Perspective by going to follow at It's a Perspective Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you leave me a rating. Make sure you comment, like, subscribe, whatever platform you're on. Make sure you do all of those things so that I know that you are liking the show. Y'all, like I said, I'm super excited for all the things that we have to come. And I appreciate you for tuning in. I love y'all. Peace.